Forget the shark hunters. There's a wealth of fascinating facts about sharks that rarely get told. These unbelievable creatures are more diverse and intelligent than most people realize. Here to share some of the most surprising truths about sharks is Holly Bourbon, curator of large fish exhibits and diving safety officer at the National Aquarium. Hi, Holly.
Hi, John.
Sharks have a reputation for being indiscriminate eating machines. How true is this?
Not very true. In fact, not all sharks have a mouthful of giant razor-sharp teeth for tearing into large prey. In fact, two of the largest species, basking sharks and whale sharks, that can get over 40 feet in length, are filter feeders. They feed primarily on fish eggs and other tiny organisms like plankton. In addition, the horn shark, another species, has molar-like teeth used for crushing hard-shell prey.
In what other ways do various shark species differ?
When people think of a shark, they usually think of the giant great white. But there are really over 400 types of sharks that do range in variety and size. More than 50% of sharks are 3 feet or less in length, like the dwarf lantern shark, who gets only to about 8 to 9 inches in length. Appearance also varies. Wobegong sharks are actually a carpet shark, which are very flattened-like shark that are an ambush predator.
Is there anything about the shark's anatomy that might surprise people?
Yes. Unlike other fish, sharks don't have bones. In fact, their skeletons are made of cartilage, much what is like in your nose and your ears. It's a type of connective tissue strong enough to give support, but softer than bone. This is why it's hard to find complete fossil remains of sharks. Sharks also have something called denticles. Their skin appears smooth, but they're actually made up of tiny V-shaped scales, and these are called denticles. They're more like teeth than actual fish scales. Adults have millions of these. They reduce drag while the shark is moving underwater, allowing it to swim faster and more quietly. These denticles also help auto-clean ectoparasites from their bodies. Scientists were able to replicate this in swimsuits and the bottom of boats to increase speed. They've also engineered new surfaces for medical devices and healthcare environments based on shark denticles. These denticles resist bacteria growth since the bacteria can't catch hold on the rough surface.
I think people are also often amazed to find out that not all sharks need to swim constantly. For those species who aren't in constant motion, how do they breathe?
Well, they have something called buccal pumping that goes on. It's where they use cheek muscles to physically filter water to their mouths and over their gills. So some sharks have these buccal pumps, like nurse sharks, angel sharks, and wobegongs, as well as skates and rays. Others don't, like your great white shark.
Sharks have some unique senses that humans lack. Tell us more about those.
Well, the first one's called a lateral line. The lateral line is used to detect vibrations and changes in pressure caused by currents or other animals. They're sensory hair cells that begin at the head of the fish and continue horizontally along each side of the body. These hairs, or neuromasts, are pushed and pulled with changes in water movement, giving the shark information about what's nearby. There's also something called the ampullae of Lorenzini. These are jelly-filled small pores near the nostrils, around the head and on the underside of the snout. Connected to these pores, as I mentioned, are these jelly-filled bulbs that lead to nerves below the skin. These Lorenzini allow them to pick up on small electric fields generated by other animals. They're used to locate other sharks and prey, and also used as a compass during migration.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Holly.
You're welcome.
For more information about how scientists are studying and designing new technologies based on sharks, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.